Welcome to Pagan Coffee Talk. Here are your hosts, Oswin and Lord Knight.
So let's talk about replacing things. This whole idea that old is bad.
New isn't always better.
All right. So old isn't always decrepit.
Well, old isn't always bad. I mean, again, I think we've spoken before that we sort of believe experience is a quite wise thing to do.
Right.
So why I would not sit here and tell someone, okay, on a daily basis, you need to go down to the river and wash your clothes on a rock. Right. What I would tell somebody is get a garment, go down there and at least wash one once in your life.
That way, at least you know what it is.
Yes. At least you know what it's like.
You've had that experience.
You've had that experience. You would understand what it would be like for someone out in the wilderness to do that. All right. I mean, it's one thing to sit there and talk about stuff, and it's another thing to actually do.
Right.
All right. In doing, you're going to find mistakes and stuff like that. You can be taught how to do something under perfect conditions and then be told, literally, you're going to have to do this another 5 or 6 years before you become professional. The reason is that you have to encounter all the ways it's going to go wrong. Because the guy teaching you might not be able to remember all those thousands of ways it went wrong for them. You with me?
Well, and even then, you may not experience the same problems as what that person did.
Exactly.
Considering the infinite amount of ways things can go wrong.
But yeah, I mean, even if it's improbable, it could happen.
Right.
All right. There is a difference between impossible and improbable. Improbable means it could happen. There's just a very little likelihood, you know.
Yeah, it's a very slim chance.
That will ever happen. There is a difference between knowing something and understanding. Knowing you can use it. Understanding you can manipulate it to your advantage.
Right.
This is one of the things I think is primal to witchcraft. We want to understand. Hence the reason why in the world all the sciences were born from craft.
Right.
We want to know. We want to understand. We want to know how in the world works. We believe by knowing this, we do become closer to the source, to God. But we have to understand these things because you have to do it with a sense of wisdom. Because there's a lot of things out there. We could hurt ourselves really bad.
Right. But how do you gain that wisdom? You gain it through mistakes. You gain it through knowledge.
Well, you also gain it through a little ethics and morals there, too. There's a reason, you know, we ask doctors to take that oath.
Well, sure. Yeah.
All right. Scientists, I believe, should do the same thing if they don't. They should do it, you know, ethically and morally. All right, because again, we have a problem in our society now. We're doing because we can, instead of asking the question if we should.
Right.
You with me?
Yeah.
So caution would be the better part there. This comes from that old world. Things they did back in the old days, okay, lead and paint.
Right.
Lead and gas. I'm sorry. They didn't know this. I mean, they used to do the certain cultures would try to drink mercury.
Yeah.
All right. We know these things to be harmful now. But back then, hey, there was reason and science behind there.
Mm-hmm.
And we always think, oh, well, that's just so old fashioned and we would never do that. Yes, we would. If history shows anything, if we will fool ourselves into one thing, we will do it again.
But if that's the case, then is there really any need for that whole ethics thing? I mean, therefore, it's just because it's old doesn't mean it's not going to come back around. Doesn't mean we're not going to do it again.
Well, I mean,
which means we didn't really learn from past mistakes.
Well, again, you also have to remember one of our ethics is keep your word. And if you took an oath, you have to keep that oath.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where that ethic is. If you said you would not harm anybody or do anything that would harm, and you're sitting there going, well, let's see how bad we can make this.
True.
Well, you're harming people. You took an oath not to.
Or, you know, if you go back to the whole lead paint thing.
Right.
But yet you're going to paint your house with lead-based paint.
Well, I mean, it was like the guy, it's like the guy that invented dynamite. It was not invented as a weapon. It was invented to help miners.
Right.
That was turned into a weapon. And then they went around and called him the Merchant Death for years. At no time did this guy stop and say, well, should I?
Well, I mean, anything destructive can potentially be used as a weapon. So can you really go by that?
And the regret that the people that make these weapons, who make these discoveries.
Okay, but then we...
I mean, because if you read the quotes from the guy who helped create the atom bomb,
mm-hmm.
What was that? He said, you know, I have become the destroyer of worlds. The quote is actually very chilling. Fact check.
So that was J. Robert Oppenheimer, and some of his quotes go, the atomic bomb made the prospect of future war unendurable. It has led us up to those last few steps to the mountain pass and beyond. There is a different country. Another quote says, I hope they cannot see the limitless potential living inside of me to murder everything. I hope they cannot see I am the great destroyer. Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds, father of the atomic bomb after witnessing the first test.
I mean, think about it. Think about the regret that these people, but they weren't starting out. They weren't trying to hurt anyone when they started.
Right, but what I don't understand is how can you create something like that and not think?
Right, but then on the other,
this is going to be...
But then on the other hand, it never really starts out that way, just like the gray goo theory, that eventually we're going to make nanites that are just going to consume and replicate.
Right.
To where it takes over the whole entire world and destroys everything. The idea behind nanites and stuff like that and their potential is really good for medicine and our health and, you know, repairing stuff in very tight areas without actually harming other people.
Right.
Do the benefits outweigh the potential harm?
Well, now that I could see, but I mean, when you're creating a bomb, right. How can you not see the potential for that? And how could you not just stop and say, okay, no, I can't do this because of the destructive potential? You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
You're creating a bomb of massive proportions.
Yeah, but even by the time you got to that point, you figured out what in the world you're doing. You know, you're working with other people. You normally work
well. That's
team
true.
Too.
Yeah.
And it's not like you could just shut your mouth and like I'm not going to tell them the solution's right here.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I can see that. Yeah.
You know, I'm one of those people. I've gotten wrapped up in what I'm doing, and then all of a sudden just start talking out loud to myself and be like, well, that's the solution, blah, 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 blah. And everybody else around me looking at me like I've lost my mind.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
But I could see this guy doing that. You know, you've been working on a problem. You see the solution. I mean, again, it's a balance between the two. When is doing it the old way a good thing?
So what is the solution here? How do we determine if it's old, it's bad, or if it's old, it's still good? It might just need to be tweaked a little bit.
Well, again, it's back to the clothes on the rocks.
So
try it at least once. You know, whatever you're interested in, try it at least once.
All you're going to do
is mess up, and then you either try again or you... Pick something else.
Yeah, so we're going back to the primal basis of witchcraft, trial and error.
Trial and error.
It's the same thing with all the sciences. That's how they were born, out of trial and error.
Well, think about it like you and music. Through trial and error, you know which notes, which tunes, what melodies, and go together right. My point there is, as you become more accustomed to it, the easier it becomes. There's less thought behind it and more feel.
Gotcha.
you know, even on, you know, electronics and stuff. I know it sounds weird, but when you get down to it and you've done it long enough, you sort of get a fit. I've heard them. You've heard them. The way it's acting is probably the power supply, but let me check. Is that not how the conversation normally goes?
Yeah, and your dad's really good about doing that with a vehicle.
Right.
Well, what's it sound like?
What's it sound like?
Let me hear it.
Yeah, this is what it sounds like it's doing, and this is what I think it, but it...
Yeah.
I mean, we're still talking about the same thing here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, at least experience. Go out and do it. Just don't toss it away because you think it's wrong. You know, don't throw all the old ideas out just because they're old.
Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Well, no, I'm scared people are just going to throw out the old ways just because they're
just
old.
Just because they're old.
Just because they're old. Because it doesn't make any sense, because the language is a little hard to read or understand.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was recently looking up some stuff for runes, the Elder Futhark runes, and which I am not Norse by no means, no stretch of the imagination. And, you know, there was a guy on Discord that I talked to periodically, and I know he's part of the Norse path. And so I consulted him. He suggested that I check out the rune poems. And I'm like, okay. So now I'm wondering where to find these. So I do some research and I find the rune poems. And they're like written in this odd language, even translated into English. It just doesn't read. And I'm like, oh, okay. This is going to take a little bit to...
Well, I mean... Think about how hard it is just for us to read stuff from the Civil War.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry, we're in that generation. We're not that far removed.
No.
And we have trouble reading this. This is like trying to read. Some of this stuff can come out to read, trying to like read Shakespeare.
Yeah.
The old English. I mean, trying to read old English is,
Right?
Sometimes.
It's like reading the King James Bible.
Let's see, one more.
Thee, thou, thou, dust.
And dust. And no.
But just because it's old doesn't mean we can't learn from it.
Right. If nothing else, at least patience trying to read it.
If you don't throw it across the room first.
Bless my heart.
Wicca as a cult.
Yes. Okay. Can we sort of... We all know what Wicca is and our view on that. Okay?
Right.
What's the definition of cult?
A religion regarded as unorthodox or spurious. A great devotion to a person, idea, object, movement, or work, such as a film or book. The object of such devotion. A small group of people characterized by devotion. A system of religious beliefs and ritual. A formal religious veneration.
Not exactly what you thought it was.
No.
Funny how that is. But when we think of cults, what do we think of? Jonestown?
Yeah.
Heaven's Gate.
Yeah.
God, I'm trying to think of the other one. The Manson family.
Yeah, the Manson family.
Right. I'm never really sure about the Waco, if they were a cult or just...
I'm pretty sure they were a cult. I just don't think they had a name.
Yeah. So I'm not sure they're... But I know there's some funky stuff and law and blah, blah, blah. Not going to get into that.
Right. Anyway.
I could see where in the world a witch, a trained witch,
mm-hmm.
and I'll even go as far, even a trained first degree,
mm-hmm.
could easily start a cult.
How so?
Because one of the things that we teach is human behavior. We teach people how to perceive it through our meditations, through that. It's been argued by Lord Men and myself, all right, that sixth sense, mm-hmm. that we talk about, that extra special sense, is not an actual sense in the way we think about it, but it's all the other senses hyped up.
Okay.
Where you're slightly hearing a phone ring a millisecond before everybody else. That's why in the world you can reach for the phone, because you can already hear the ringing of the phone before anybody else.
All right.
Because your senses are turned up slightly higher. I don't know if it's true or not, but it does make sense to me. Because I remember after my initiation going around and being able to feel things that I couldn't feel before, dust, and it's wonderful when you're a housekeeper. It's easy for us to manipulate people. There's the problem. Because you know how we know psychological things. Craft is about psychologically manipulating ourselves. And once you learn that, manipulating others become even easier.
Well,
does that make sense? Because yeah. You learn how to manipulate yourselves, your own emotions and stuff like that to get what in the world you need. It becomes a whole lot easier to manipulate other people's.
So you think that's the difference between, say, like a solitaire,
mm-hmm.
starting a cult,
right,
and an initiate starting a cult, is the fact that the initiate knows better. Not that the solitaire doesn't know how, but that the initiate knows better to manipulate themselves, therefore being able to better manipulate other people.
Well, see, and we've talked about this before, even me, myself, at work, I have sat there and convinced people that an idea I had was theirs.
Oh, yeah.
And then they walk straight to the boss's office, run their mouth the whole entire time while my boss on the other end knows exactly where in the world that came from.
Right.
And I've heard you do that. I got another person in my back pocket to get what I want.
Right. I've heard you do that many times.
All right. So if I can do that there, what can I do for a large group of people? Could it be possible to mesmerize and glamour hundreds and thousands of people all at one time?
I suppose it could.
I will give you.
Actually, something. I know it can.
I know it can, and I can prove it.
All right.
You ready for my proof?
Yeah.
Hitler.
Yeah.
At the Nuremberg trials, after it was all over with, more and more of his people kept on going, coming out, going, I don't know why I did it. He said to do it, so I did it.
Right.
And I'm sorry, the connection between the occult and Hitler is strong. We do not deny this. This is how dangerous craft can actually be.
Right.
When placed by little egomaniacs who don't know better because somebody wanted to one-up something.
True.
If a guy can do this to a whole entire country, because, again, you got to remember, Hitler went to jail and then suddenly comes back and he's suddenly this prolific talker out of nowhere.
Right.
That does not happen. The only way that happens is if somebody was initiated, somebody was given power to do this.
Because, see, I was thinking more along the lines of, and I don't know if he's still around, but there was a TV evangelist in the Christian religion by the name of Benny Hinn.
That Indian guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hair looked like a platform coming off his head.
Yeah, I used to love watching him.
Yeah, I used to pick on him all the time. But I actually went to go see him in person. And this was really interesting because, I mean, in a stadium, it was more like an arena because it was indoors. But this arena holds thousands of people, right? For sporting mm-hmm. events, concerts, you name it, right? This place was full. There were people outside watching on TV monitors. I watched this man get people into a state of mind where he could just fling his jacket in any direction and people would fall backwards.
Yeah.
So, yes, it is possible to mesmerize thousands of people at one time.
And we do not deny our history of what in the world we have, what in the world our religion has done.
Right. But I like that. I like the example of Hitler better because that's truly on a larger scale. And like you said, people coming out of the trials being like, I don't know why I did it. I just did.
You know, they claimed a lot of them claim to be like they just woke up, like they've been in a daze the whole entire time.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. Do I believe all of them? No. So, again, this is the danger that we have in our religion. And then people want to sit there and go, but you're gatekeeping.
Well, yeah.
When I'm looking at stuff, when I'm looking at stuff like this, when I'm looking at Heaven Gates, when I'm looking at these cults that have destroyed lives and stuff like that, hell yeah, I'm gatekeeping. Why in the world would I let somebody who would do shit like this out with weaponry?
Hell no.
You know, when you show me you can handle it and maturely and all this other stuff, yeah, you're told. I'm sorry. I've taught people. I've seen people sit there and start to misabuse the stuff that they're taught. And yeah, them having to get a freaking lecture. No, you don't do that shit because you're bored.
Right.
There are certain aspects of my religion that I believe should be held with respect. And are you with me?
Respect and caution.
And caution.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. And because I'm sorry, it doesn't matter what religion you are, anybody can do this. It's just a little bit more dangerous when you're getting into craft because, again, we mess with ourselves. We psychologically scar and twist ourselves up to get us to where we need to be.
Right.
And being able to, once you do it to yourself, doing it to others starts to become an easier. I will still argue, it's still about will. Who has the stronger will?
Yes.
I will argue that till the day I die, until somebody can prove me completely wrong. But I don't see any other way. We have to be careful of cults. And I'm sorry, the more you go into the spiritual nature of our religion, the easier it becomes.
Well, and you know, back in our childhood days in the late 70s, early 80s, everything outside of Christianity, Catholicism.
Well, when we were,
and I'd probably say the Islamic religions, anything outside of the mainstream religions was considered a cult.
Yes.
It didn't matter what it was.
No. I mean, don't get me wrong.
We were seen as very dangerous.
Back in the 80s and 90s, yes, the word cult was overused for everything under the sun.
Right. Anything outside of the mainstream religions was seen as dangerous.
Right, in a cult. Again, we have freedom of religion in the United States. My stance is that same libertarian stance. I can believe the way I want to. You go do your thing, and we'll stay away from each other.
Right.
I don't have a problem when I'm sitting there watching the Christians going into the bookstores with their little cameras going, now look at all the little witch books. Okay, we need to get these off the shelf in the whole nine yards because I know it's never going to happen.
Right.
Because the argument comes down to this. If you take my books off, then you need to take your books off. Then the Bibles need to be locked up too.
Right.
If you don't want them out there, then we get rid of all religions.
Right. I mean, it works both ways.
It works both ways.
It's just like freedom of speech. If you're going to tell me I can't say something, guess what, babe? You can't say it either.
Again, laws and stuff like that have to be done equally and fairly to all.
Absolutely.
All right. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you're sitting there saying, I can't believe this way, then you can't believe your way either.
Nope.
We're still talking about a major foundational thought in craft.
Yes.
That people are allowed to believe whatever in the hell they want. And if you really want to be a part of a cult, no, we're not going to stop you, but I hope friends and families would tell you, well, maybe not.
Well, and we would hope that you would listen to them.
We would.
If you're walking into what you think is a traditional coven, a legitimate coven, and things start looking a little,
vote with your feet. Walk out that door.
Vote with your feet. If it's something you want to get into, hey, go right ahead. Just be careful.
Be careful. I mean, and again, you have to be careful with witches doing cults and stuff like that. Their ability to manipulate you is higher and easier. It's easy to sit there and put out a lot of woo-woo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That you know, it sounds good when you're sitting there listening to your yoga and the whole nine yards and all that. But when you start to really think about what in the world they're saying, the subjects seem to start falling apart.
Right.
I've seen it more than once.
Well, and honestly,
especially if you start to dig deep down in there and start questioning them.
Well, and again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. You're going to have to do a lot of digging sometimes.
A lot of soul searching.
And, you know, sometimes you have to.
I mean, again, the whole doing everything with a pinch of salt. No, do it with a truckload.
Right. Forget everything. That pinch. Forget that grain. That grain of salt ain't going to get you nowhere.
No. Use a truck.
Use a damn
take
truck.
Everything with salt.
Yes.
Everything you read, every politician, everybody. You got to sort of look at them. And I'm not going to sit here and deny that individuals do not have their own.
Their own beliefs, their own way of thinking.
No, what I was thinking, their own plot to get something done.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it's what they want. Not necessarily an evil plot.
Right.
Everybody has their own goals and stuff.
Ulterior motives.
Yes, everybody has their ulterior motives. Even I have my ulterior motives about what I want to do.
Right.
I'm not lying about that. I mean, I try my best to be upfront and honest with everybody about them. Hey, these are my motivations. This is what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, and that's one thing. It doesn't matter who walks through our doors. We've always been upfront and honest with them, and we tell them to question everything.
Everything.
Everything. And everyone.
Speak ye little, listen much.
Right.
This is what we're talking about. You listen to what people are actually saying. Think about it like this. All right? We've sort of talked about this. This might wind up, you might stop me on this one. The whole true and false on the fact checking.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do that mostly true or mostly false.
Yeah.
Okay, again, because that in this circumstances is sort of a halfway point. And it really depends on how you want people to perceive the information that follows, if you're going to call it partially true or partially false. If I want people to see it in a negative light, I'm going to say it's partially false, which already sets up the expectations that everything that follows after it is going to show everything in a bad light. So I'm only going to read the title.
So that, okay, that makes better sense. False is mostly true, and vice versa.
Literally, they're the same exact thing.
Yeah.
All right, but this is where in the world these cult leaders use this stuff to flim-flam you to get a certain viewpoint.
Sure, yeah.
All right? I mean, it's like a TV show. Well, it's mostly false that this TV show's bad.
Mostly peaceful protests. Oh, oops.
But again, it's the same thing.
Right, yeah.
There is no mostly peaceful.
Right.
Either it's peaceful or it's not.
Right.
This mostly, it's a con. It's a trick. It is a form. This is how people start cults. This is the logic that they use to confuse you, to get you to believe, or to stir up emotions in you.
Yes.
So you'll follow the emotion instead of the logic.
Yes.
All right.
Because that's where they get you, especially in the cult mentality.
Right.
If they can stir up the emotion and get you to follow your emotions.
And it's with slight tricks of wording.
Yes.
To where in the world, and again, because again, I've seen people get caught on this and somebody call them out, and suddenly you keep on, well, that's why I said it this way, because this actually meant.
Right.
In which they're then sitting there admitting, okay, yeah, technically it's a. Depending on how in the world you want to look at it, it could be good or bad. It really doesn't matter.
It's just like a sleight of hand with words.
Right.
It's all it is.
I mean, again, it's the argument over electricity. Is electricity good or bad?
Right.
Well, it's a good thing if you're using it as a defibrillator to save somebody's life. It's a bad thing if you're in an electric chair.
Right.
It still does not change the nature of electricity.
No. No, it doesn't.
All right. But I can make you think electricity is bad because look what it's doing. Edison did the same thing in the current wars.
Yes.
He was trying to show the negative aspects. And I'm sorry, this is what cult leaders do. Funny how that is.
Funny. Things that make you go,
Anything we didn't cover on this?
I don't think so.
All right. I mean,
I hope we covered it all.
Because I'm hoping we're showing enough here about the sleight of hand
right.
that's going on here to invoke emotions over Because again, if I can get you to, if I can invoke emotion in you before your logic kicks in, you're going to be on my side. This is, again, the mob mentality.
Or you're going to be against me depending on what I want you to do.
Right.
I mean, so,
again,
but yeah.
Again, it's that same logic of the whole, our basic instincts to be followers, doing the herd thing.
Right.
One, you're standing in a line or you're in a group of people. One person moves forward. Everybody moves forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see these parades and stuff, and I've heard of people sitting there getting in front of these marches and stuff and start taking people down different lanes because they're following the leader.
Right.
Unfortunately, that's not the leader. This is how this stuff works. You know, that's like the biggest joke about if you're trying to do something wrong at work, mm-hmm. act like you're supposed to be doing it and nobody will stop it. I have heard that more. If you act like this is what you're... This is normal. This is what, I don't know what in the world you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of people just walk right by you.
Majority, yeah. There's always going to be a few that's going to question you.
They're very few.
But yeah, for the most part, people are just going to leave you alone.
And I'm sorry, if you're not seeing this, maybe you need to start paying better attention to behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. Again, maybe you should do that meditation where in the world you're actually being able to critically think all the time.
Maybe.
And be able to utilize your emotions the way you want to.
Right.
Instead of them utilizing you.
Right.
Thanks for listening. Join us next week for another episode. Pagan Coffee Talk is brought to you by Life Temple and Seminary. Please visit us at lifetempleseminary.org for more information, as well as links to our social media, Facebook, Discord, Twitter, YouTube, and Reddit.
We travel down this trodden path, a maze of stone and mire. Just hold my hand as we pass by a sea of blazing pyres. And so it is the end of our days, so walk with me till morning breaks. And so it is the end of our days, so walk with me till morning.